Sermon 10. Do not receive the grace of God in vain. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well-known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Do not receive the grace of God in vain. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says, "Not to receive the grace of God in vain." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. It means that we must not believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit that God has given us in vain. Those who have received the removal of sins in their hearts by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit must live making the propagation of the gospel the one purpose of their lives. Now in the 21st century, it is the time to be saved by the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, for the salvation given by Jesus Christ. The Lord is now bestowing salvation from sins to all sinners. Whoever just hears the gospel word of the water and the Spirit and believes it in their heart can receive eternal salvation from absolutely any sin. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that we should not receive the gift of salvation given by the Lord in vain. Then, who is the one living having received the grace of God in vain? It can be said that it is the one who does not put their purpose in propagating the gospel, like an unbeliever. Some say they believe in Jesus as their Savior, but in reality, it can be seen that they are those who lack the faith that believes the truth that the Lord had the sins of the world passed on to him through the baptism he received from John. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 to 18, he said, "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." In chapter 6, verse 16, he said, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. In other words, what kind of person is the one who receives the grace of God in vain? It is the person who says they believe in Jesus as the Savior, but has not yet been rescued from their own sins by faith. If born-again ones hold hands and work together with those who are not born again, on the contrary, the not born-again ones will lead the born-again ones to a syncretistic gospel. As a result, they end up falling into a place where they both perish together. The salvation given by God and the life of serving the gospel. To do God's work, there must be a life of faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit inside God's church. Without uniting with God's church, no one can do God's work. For a person who has received the removal of sins to make the grace of God in vain is, even after receiving the removal of sins, not being together with God's people and not doing God's right work, but rather holding hands with unbelievers and pursuing a life living like them. After we received the removal of sins, we received God's grace of salvation, and also the one who lives as God's worker has received a blessing. We receive the removal of sins by the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and we are living the life of those who serve the gospel. So although it is difficult, we endure many things and are living with the purpose for the propagation of the gospel. The Apostle Paul says like this, "As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things." 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 through 10. The Apostle Paul knew that what God required of him after receiving salvation was the propagation of the gospel. However, what the Lord wanted was for the believer to keep the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The reason God saved us from the sins of the world is to let the souls of people be saved as well. So it also becomes the reason He left us on this earth. The Apostle Paul himself wanted the saints in Corinth to keep the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We are the temple of the living God. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Do you not know that we are the temple of God? It is because the Holy Spirit wants to dwell together inside the heart that has received the removal of sins. For us to have all our sins removed, we must first acknowledge that we ourselves were sinners before God. And then, Jesus Christ wanted to become the Savior of those who believe in the Lord's ministry by having the sins of the world passed on to Him through the baptism He received from John to eliminate our sins, being crucified to receive the judgment of sins, and resurrecting from death. The One who saved us from sins by receiving the judgment of sins through being crucified and having the sins of the world passed on to Him by being baptized by John, Jesus who eliminated our sins, is Jesus Christ. We must believe that word of that truth. If we believe in our hearts the gospel of the water and the Spirit that He saved us from sins, we receive salvation. The evidence of receiving salvation is that the Holy Spirit has come into our hearts as a gift. If you know your sins and accept the gospel word of the water and the Spirit by faith, you come to know in your heart, I have no sin. The reason I can say I have no sin is because the Holy Spirit is inside me, and because it was the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit with the heart. Now we are the temple of God. It means we have become a house where the Holy Spirit can dwell. Therefore, a human is a vessel that contains God. If the people who have received the removal of sins unite with God's church, strive for the foundational ministry for the gospel, suffer and labor, and live with the purpose of propagating God's gospel, God will fulfill it as He promised, saying, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. The word walk among them means that when preaching God's word, the Holy Spirit who is inside your hearts gives realization and solves things according to each person's situation and problem. God is giving new strength to me and you even now during this worship time. Those who have received the removal of sins but feel uncomfortable in their hearts because their actions are lacking will gain cleanness in their hearts while listening to the gospel word of the water and the Spirit once again during this worship time. Also, to some people, He gives the realization of the word. He gives the realization that the word not to receive the grace of God in vain, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, is ultimately a word to unite with the church, that my living for the gospel right now is exactly uniting with the church, and that this is truly a blessed life. Furthermore, to those whose faith is weak and cannot follow well, He makes their faith grow so that they can do the right thing. Come out from among them and be separate, union with the church. So the Apostle Paul and God speak like this from verse 17. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. Although there are many churches in the world, we must be separate from those who are not born again. We must come out separately and do the foundational ministry for the Lord's gospel. When we do so, the Lord gives the blessing that says, And I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. Because we are God's people, and because God is our Father, it means that God takes responsibility for us. Therefore, those who have received salvation by believing God's word must gather together and do God's work. Then God works upon that. God works throughout the things we do and blesses them. If necessary, God allows us anything. So as a result, we benefit other people and obey God's commands. God wants to save all the people of the world through me and you who have received the removal of sins. It means He lets this gospel be preached to the people of the whole world through us. It is truly an amazing thing. The people who receive the grace of God in vain are those who try to serve the gospel all by themselves. The one who tries to serve the gospel alone without uniting with God's church can never fully serve God's gospel. Also, the one who is a child of God, yet holds hands with the people of the world and lives like them, is the person who receives the grace of God in vain. Therefore, the person who has received the removal of sins must absolutely be together with God's church and be together with the predecessors to receive God's commands and do righteous work. Life after receiving the removal of sins, it is now a new start. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. When me and you who have received the removal of sins propagate the gospel through literature or our lips, if the listener just believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit in their heart, they receive salvation from sins and become a child of God. Behold, now is the day of salvation, means that right now is the very time one can receive the salvation given by God. The era until Jesus Christ came was called the era of the law. However, in the New Testament era, the one who believes in the Lord, who came, received baptism from John, was crucified, and resurrected from death, has become able to receive salvation completely at once. If one just knows who Jesus Christ is and believes that he is the Savior who came to save us from the sins of the world through the gospel of the water and the Spirit, they receive salvation from all sins. After we receive salvation from our sins, it has become the era where we can do God's work. Receiving the removal of sins is possible by the faith that believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. However, after receiving the removal of sins, one must know for what purpose they should live, and live righteously. In the past, one lived only for the life of their own flesh. One lived with thoughts of how to succeed in the world and how to make a lot of money. But now, since God has removed our sins, we must live a life that has the purpose of propagating this gospel word of the truth of the water and the Spirit to other people who do not know it. Only by living with this purpose can we know the reason why we must be separated from the world and be able to gather together with God's people to live a life of faith. God dwells among us, becomes our shepherd, becomes our Father, and accomplishes God's works by exercising the power of the Holy Spirit inside us. Because God is Spirit, He comes into the hearts of me and you and makes us do the work of saving people from sins through our hands, feet, and mouths. Therefore, me and you are necessary beings for the kingdom of God, and if we obey God's commands, we will be used for precious work and receive blessings in both spirit and flesh. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 6. After receiving the removal of sins, there are some who become proud and say, "I can do church alone." However, the one who has not received the guidance of a guide cannot guide the brothers and sisters. One's faith grows only when they obey and receive guidance from those who guide them, and only then can they also guide those under them to the place God wants. Doing God's work after receiving the removal of sins is a blessing. Looking at John chapter 15, he said that if a vine bears much fruit, he cleanses it to make it bear more fruit. However, he said that if it does not bear fruit, he cuts it off. Bearing fruit is not because we are great. It is because God is the God who gives us power and works by making us the channels of evangelism. Is our sending books overseas accomplished by the ability of any single person? When all of us gather our strength to make gospel books, prepare the shipping costs, and send them to those who need them, and when that person reads the book, believes in their heart, and receives the removal of sins, that is the work God has done. We are merely instruments used for that work. Now, we who have received the removal of sins must live for the expansion of God's kingdom, for the propagation of the gospel, and with the purpose of making the gospel of the water and the Spirit known to the people of the whole world. When we do so, it means that God dwells everywhere among us, works, and blesses us. If there is no work of propagating God's gospel after receiving the removal of sins, our faith is about to collapse. If we do not have God's work, that is a curse. One's faith becomes corrupted, and one will lose their faith. If we do not do God's work, our hearts will not be directed toward God. The moment we quit doing God's work by faith, our walking together with God is also cut off. Therefore, the fact that you and I have God's work is a tremendous blessing. When we first received the removal of sins and started the ministry, it was difficult because we had no material wealth. Even so, we lived with warm hearts. But how many blessings has God given us now? The things we are doing now are the work of serving God. We must know how blessed this work is and do it. We are now doing the blessed work of propagating the gospel. The works that you are taking charge of and doing in various fields, all of these are the blessings God has given to you who have received the removal of sins. Therefore, we continue the work of propagating the gospel. Each person has their assigned work, and God's works are all distributed to each person. You must know that the work you are doing right now is the work God has entrusted to you, and you must do it by faith. That is the work of blessing God has given you. The one who works knowing this, and the one who works half-heartedly just because they have time left over, are different. It is the standard rule for us who have received the removal of sins to live by setting the purpose of propagating God's gospel. We must know God's will and do it. If you know that living like this is right and do it, faith will grow in your hearts. With a mind that says, "I do it because others do it," faith does not grow. If you do not know how precious the work of serving God's gospel is, someday you will abandon this work and that position and leave. You must serve by faith, knowing that this is the work of blessing God has given us. All of us are doing the Lord's work together. Typing and editing sermons, translating to make books, laying the foundation with material wealth to send books to people all over the world, managing the homepage, and doing it like this. News comes from all over the world that people have received salvation. All of us have done the Lord's work together. We are now doing the blessed work of the gospel. We must pray to God so that we can do more propagation of the gospel. I conclude the message.